I mean, a million lines of code in a week. They're celebrating coordination metrics while the damn thing fails CI. Like, what is the user story here? Is it shipping product or racking up PRs?
Right. They optimize for merge throughput, not correctness.
Exactly. And the other story? 90 minutes. One agent. Self-healing. Working end-to-end. That's the control loop we actually want.
Which is precisely what the article calls a closed loop versus an open loop.
Okay, so tolerance is the lens. How much drift can you afford on a given dimension?
Right. Correctness, security, latency, cost, reversibility, blast radius, all decompose into tolerances.
And we've been optimizing for the wrong ones, speed and volume over everything else. No wonder we're shipping crap.
Open loop. Agent writes code, opens PRs, humans review days later. Error accumulates out of sight. Closed loop, agent runs tests on every turn, errors fixed before they land.
That's the difference, yeah. One relies on social dampening, the other relies on mechanical correctness.
And mechanical correctness has a precondition. Success must be expressible as constraints the agent can actually verify.
I don't disagree, but the article makes it sound like magic. Verification is just engineering. We've known verify early, verify often for 20 years.
Fair. What changes is the rate. Agents remove human gatekeepers, so small omissions compound fast.
Which means we have to treat context as code. If the constraint isn't in agents.md or an RFC, it doesn't exist for the agent.
I see. So the first failure mode is undefined specs, intent without a mechanism to verify it.
Mostly feel-good nonsense, like make onboarding feel simpler. Sure, the agent can generate 20 variants, but none of them are measurably better.
Exactly. Second failure mode is hidden context. The spec exists, just trapped in a Slack thread or a meeting note.
Ugh, Slack to SQL gateway engineering. We teach agents to read RFCs and forget we still rely on humans to type the truth into a chat.
Third is unenforced verification. CI that doesn't block. Tests that don't fail closed.
Classic, it probably works progress. Fourth's inadequate constraints. Tests pass, latency doubles, security gates fail silently.
Widen the constraint surface. Add invariants, golden tests, static analysis, property checks. Make verification the termination condition, not a suggestion.
So who should actually care about this engineering reframe?
Team leads drowning in agent drift. Platform angs building shared harnesses. But ultimately, it's on PMs to write verifiable specs, or they'll delegate to agents with no constraints.
I mean, tolerance-first engineering is the price of entry for agents to stop feeling like a toy and start feeling like a tool.
The article has a two-repo teaser, one example agent loop bundle and a one human plus one agent equal sign one browser from scratch example.
Dead simple takeaway. Take the last thing your agent got wrong, turn it into a constraint or a check, wire it into the loop, repeat. That's the whole post distilled.
Sooner than most people think. I'd put 80% odds this moves from niche best practice to default engineering habit by early 2027.
And here I thought we were still arguing over GraphQL service complexity. Now we're nominating ourselves as the tolerance police.
Yeah, but at least we're still friends.
Barely. All right, see you next week? Or should I say next sprint?